Wisconsin's foster care system could see a number of changes under a package of 13 bills in the state assembly. The bills were written by members of the assembly speaker's bipartisan task force on foster care. According to numbers from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, more than 6,000 kids are in the state's foster care system, and the background and the needs of those kids have changed over the last few decades. Representative Steve Doyle is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 94th Assembly District, which includes Onalaska. He's one of the co-sponsors of the package of bills, and he's a co-chair of the task force. Representative Doyle, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, what kind of conclusions did the task force come to when it came to foster care in Wisconsin and what's needed?
Well, probably the most important conclusion that we came to is that there's no silver bullet. We have a lot of issues that need to be dealt with, but the important thing is that we came up with ideas that aren't Democratic ideas or Republican ideas. They're bipartisan ideas that we think are going to pass fairly quickly and without really much controversy.
At a really basic level, I mean, is the problem that there aren't enough people going into foster parenting in the state?
Well, that's one of the problems. But, you know, we're looking at it a little more globally than that. We're looking at actually, you know, four or five different areas. One is prevention. You know, if we can keep kids from going into the system, that will help a lot right there. We're looking at, number two, the kids in the system. Number three, we're looking at the foster parents. Number four, we're looking at the counties, you know, basically the funders of this. And then we're also looking at the kids that are aging out of the system and how we can, you know, get them basically integrated into society, get them into college, for example. And then finally, we're looking at the process of termination of parental rights. So a lot of different areas that all came under our umbrella, but we have suggestions on each of them.
Let's get into some of those areas now, and let's start with what you mentioned, prevention, keeping kids out of the foster care system in the first place. With the new legislation, what kind of help is there to do that?
Well, what we're doing is what I guess you might call some incentive grants, and so these would be some matching funds. If a county comes up with 10%, we'll take care of the rest of it. What we're looking for are, oh, maybe you could call them outside-of-the-box ideas. If a county has an idea of what might help to keep kids out of the system in their county, let's try it. Let's throw a couple dollars at it, and if it works in County A, we'll try it around the rest of the state. You know, I'm from La Crosse County, which has really a good history of innovation and trying new ideas. We pilot a lot of programs for the state, and people have found some of the things that we've done can be replicated around the state. And so it's really that kind of idea. Let's let the counties be the ones that are, as they say, the hotbeds of innovation. And if they come up with something that'll work elsewhere, you know, then we can take it statewide.
Then what kinds of things are you doing to help kids who are already in the foster care system or who go into the foster care system?
Well, there's a lot of different concerns there. One of the most important things to recognize is that the kids that we have in the system today are not like the kids who were in the system 10, 20, 30 years ago. When we had our public hearing in La Crosse, for example, one of the judges noted that, you know, it used to be when you get a call at the county for a social worker to go out to an abuse or neglect case, you know, was what they referred to as filth and squalor. You know, the parents were poor housekeepers. There was maybe rotting food on the counter or not much in the refrigerator and so forth. And so you take the kids out for a few days, the parents get their act together, and the kids go back. Now, most of the counties that testified across the state said that anywhere between 80 to 90% of the kids that they have in foster care come from drug-related situations. So the needs of those kids are dramatically different. You know, they have behavioral issues. Sometimes they actually have addiction issues. They have attachment issues, all sorts of different things that really put them in a category where we're talking a lot higher level of support that they need to keep them safe, keep them healthy. And so we're looking at, you know, mental health things. We're looking at even something as simple as getting them integrated into a school. You know, so one of the programs we have is to, you know, make dollars available. If kids need, or foster parents need money for some, you know, activity fees for the kid to get involved in, say, a sport or show choir or something, you know, so that they don't feel different than everybody else. You know, so some of this isn't rocket science. It's just like we know what we need. We just don't necessarily have the resources.
We're talking to Representative Steve Doyle from the Onalaska area, looking at a package of legislation, looking at the foster care system here in Wisconsin. And Representative Doyle, from what you were just saying about the needs of at least some of the kids in the system who might need mental health care, addiction treatment even, that's going to be an additional challenge to the parents. So what kind of help are you looking to give foster parents with those kind of situations?
A couple of things I'd really emphasize. Number one is education and training. If a foster parent has a child come into their home that has taken from a home where not only did the parents have an addiction issue, but because of the fact that you can absorb drugs from your parents' system into yours just by physical contact, some of these kids have their own addiction issues. And obviously newborns that, have an addicted mother may have that, similar thing. So, those are things that we need to give our foster parents some training so that they understand how you deal with a drug addiction issue, or perhaps an ODD child, oppositional defiant child, just because it's not, again, as I said earlier, the kind of child that we saw in previous years. So education, training, those kinds of things. Another thing that is really important is the respite. If that foster parent or that foster family needs a weekend or two off every once in a while just to kind of relax a little bit and get away from the constant needs of a foster child, we want to make that type of service available to them. So again, it's something that is pretty straightforward. Education, training, and time off. We're not necessarily talking about a lot of money. One of the things that we did not have foster parents come to us saying is, increase our pay. They all tell us we're not in it for the money. We prefer not to go broke, but, we have different needs rather than just giving us a pay raise.
Now, how about outreach? I imagine there are a lot of people out there who either have never even considered being foster parents or who maybe thought about it but found it overwhelming and didn't pursue it any further. How do you reach out to people to say, hey, maybe this is something you could do?
See, that's what we're trying to accomplish by this. We don't want it to be a frightening situation where, oh, my God, I'm going to get a bunch of drug-addicted kids. My life will never be the same. It's not that. The foster parents that we met at hearing after hearing after hearing were committed people. They were normal people. These are not, in many respects, they certainly are superhuman. I mean, they're doing wonderful work. But they are like you and me. I mean, anybody out there that may have some interest in this should explore it a little bit further, because we can give you those resources. We can give you some training. We can give you some support. La Crosse County has a program that we're hoping, along with other counties, will go even more statewide, which is the court-appointed special advocate program, where there's a person who comes into the home to kind of see what's going on and offer some help and offer some feedback to the judge in terms of needs or wants that may be existing in that particular household. So we think it's something where there may be a fear factor that keeps a few people away. Don't let that stop you. At least explore it. At least talk to other foster parents. Talk to county social workers. You may find that you are just the perfect person.
And Representative Doyle, as we wrap up, we've touched on some of the legislation. There's a lot here. What is the timeline that you see this starting to move through the legislature?
Well, this is the Speaker's task force, so he's told us what our marching orders are. And at the rollout earlier this week, he indicated that he wants the public hearing on these bills to happen during the month of December, and he would like to get them passed through the State Assembly by the end of January. So I expect that that's the timeline we're on in our House. And once it gets over to the Senate, we have been looking for some senators who are willing to really take ownership of this issue. And there's some good ones over there. There's some senators that actually have a background in adoption and foster care. And so, we think that we're going to have some folks over in that House that will feel just as, motivated to do something about this situation as we're finding in our House.
Representative Doyle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I sure appreciate it.
Representative Steve Doyle is a Democrat who represents Wisconsin's 94th Assembly District, which includes Onalaska. He joined us to talk about a package of bills he's co-sponsoring that would support the state's foster care system.